This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The first scientist to clone a human embryo admitted today that there were ethical lapses in the way the research was carried out. At a news conference in Seoul, Woo Suk Wong said he will step down as leader of the South Korean cloning team, and he apologized for his actions. Today's news may have a chilling effect on international collaborations. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca has been following events in South Korea, and he joins us in our studio this morning. Thanks for coming here so early.
Sure.
Tell us the nature of the ethical lapses that Wong admitted making.
Well, Renee, first I have to remind you that, you know, to make a cloned embryo, you take an adult cell DNA and put it into an egg from which you've removed the DNA, and then hopefully you get that to turn into an embryo. And they're not doing it to make a baby. They're making stem cells from these cloned embryos. But as I say, you need eggs, and it's not a very efficient process, and so you need a lot of eggs, generally speaking. And in the 2004 paper, which they first announced their success in cloning an embryo, they used 242 eggs from 16 women, and now it appears that some of those women were paid. Now, that's not illegal, and it wasn't illegal at the time, although it is now, but the ethical lapse seems to be that Wong denied that they were paid, and now it turns out they were. Also, two of his junior colleagues donated eggs, and that can be considered coercive because a junior colleague should be able to make a free donation and not have the head of the lab say, it would be great if you did this. Not that he did, but, you know, there's that implication.
Why is this all coming out now, as you say, 2 years after the original research was published?
Well, 2 weeks ago, actually, an American researcher, Gerald Shatton from the University of Pittsburgh, said he had been collaborating with Wong, and he said he had evidence that that these lapses had occurred and that he was severing all ties with the Koreans. And so that threw things into turmoil around the world, and especially in Korea. And now this investigation has turned up that Wong is now admitting these lapses.
Does any of this invalidate the actual science, the scientific research?
Well, in a strictly scientific sense, no. The cloning work stands as it did, and Wong has subsequently repeated it and shown that he can do it even more efficiently. And there are now rules in place that were intended to prevent this sort of lapse. But you can be certain that these rules and the subsequent papers now will get additional scrutiny to make sure that the rules were followed.
Now, this Korean scientist, Wong, has been a national hero in his country, in South Korea. Why?
Well, a couple reasons. First of all, it's really a remarkable achievement. I mean, it's not a trivial thing to clone any animal, and of course, to clone a human embryo is quite remarkable. The other thing is that they're not doing this just for a parlor trick. They're quite convinced in Korea, as a lot of scientists around the world are, that cloned embryos will yield cloned stem cells, and that these cloned embryonic stem cells will become extremely important both for understanding disease and perhaps even treating disease. And there's been a steady stream of scientists around the world going to Seoul, going to see how this research was done, going to this lab, and I have talked to a lot of them, and they all come back extremely impressed with what Wong has accomplished.
So what will this do to international collaborations? Anything?
Well, it's hard to say. As I said, Jerry Shatton has already said, I'm concerned about these lapses and I'm severing all connections. The nature, you know, this is something that happened in the past, and it's something that happened and it's now been admitted to, so there may be forgiveness. But I think it's definitely made everybody in the community very nervous because they know that this is ethically contentious work. They know some people think cloning of any sort shouldn't be done. And if they do it, they're concerned that it be done with the highest possible ethical standards. So there may be some rethinking in the coming weeks.
Thanks very much. NPR's Joe Palca, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
To bioethicists debate the question, at what point are we human? At npr.org.